media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought, as you thought it would be, battle, physical battle up at Stony Brook on Saturday night. You guys come up a little short, 25-17, as you've come back and looked at the film. Give me your impressions on the game.
I think I should be a prognosticator when it comes to that. I think I actually said everything that would happen in the game last Monday, and that the game would boil down to whoever, I don't know if I said it to you guys, but I said this game would boil down to probably turnovers, and whoever gets the most turnovers is going to win. We got them to put the ball on the ground a bunch of times, but didn't get one of them, and they got ours, and in the end, that made the difference. Now, there are lots of different, you know, lots of different aspects of the game. It didn't boil down to one play, of course. But I give my kids a lot of credit. You know, we had a lot of injuries in that game, a lot of guys getting knocked out of the game, and find a way to have a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter on the road in the CAA against a really well-coached, physical, veteran team. Somebody told me the last three guys that scored touchdowns for us have all scored their first touchdown in a Tiger uniform. And I was like, wow, I didn't really think about that. But the kids showed resilience. It was impressive. We came up short. We learned a lot. And, not surprised. It's a tough place to play. Another week in the CAA.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Klingemann with the Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach, what's the story on Shane Simpson? Is he hurt or what?
Yes. We wouldn't not play him just because. He's hurt, and I won't have him back for quite some time.
Okay, can you specify a little more?
I could, but I don't give out specifics on injuries.
But he'll be out for several games at least?
Correct.
Will Stover start against Villanova?
Most likely. I'd say it's probably 75% yes. I'll know more this afternoon.
The Nosek to Phillips combination has been a thorn in your side for 2 years. How are you going to handle him this year?
Oh, goodness. There's a whole bunch of that offense that's a thorn in our side. And once you stop, you know, you plug one part of the dike, another part busts, and you got to figure out how to stop that one. So it's not just that combination. But obviously their timing is something that's a little bit special. You see it every week. It's something we're talking about, something we're working on.
You've yet to score more than 17 points in a game. When's the breakout coming?
Well, if I could tell you that, maybe we should all go to Vegas and make some money. But, you play a team like Stony Brook, they're going to bleed you a little bit. They're going to bleed the clock. They're going to take your offensive plays away from you. And that means you have to be massively efficient with the short number of series that you do have. And it's just something we got to get better at. We're moving the ball, but we got to be more efficient. Can't make mistakes at critical times and need to get to the point where we're not just accepting field goals, especially when we get inside the five.
Better watch out for this guy, Roll, who had the 100-yard interception return against you guys last year.
One of the best players in the league. That's why he's an all-conference guy, and you know, clearly we have a lot of respect for him.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Mike.
Rob, with Shane out, you turned to a couple of freshmen in the backfield, Adrian Feliz-Platt and Kobe Young. How did they perform, and how are those guys different? What do they bring to your team?
Yeah, they're pretty good. You know, we knew that they'd be talented. We're not real happy that they're pressed into such serious service so soon, but, you know, I think they've both risen to the occasion. They both scored touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. Both have good vision. Both have quick feet. Both are pretty physical for their size. It was nice that we got a couple reps out of C.J. Williams got him back from week one, and I think his role can probably grow for us this week a little bit, so it'll be good to have three of those guys. But, you know, there's no substitute for experience, and all three of those guys got experience in their Tiger uniforms very limited. So, you know, C.J. brings some veteran stuff when, you know, his time at Bucknell in the Patriot League, and we're hoping that with him helping out and Shane coaching from the sidelines, that group can grow mentally faster than their age.
I remember going back to week one on this call, you were excited about your young group of wide receivers, and you got a big play out of Rodney Dorsey, a 73-yard catch on Saturday, and then a one-hand catch that made its way across the nation via ESPN by Brent Richardson in the third quarter. Talk about those two guys.
Well, it's the whole crew in general. I mean, both of, you know, Rodney did the same thing against Maryland, and we've seen Brett do this now for over a year, and he was actually injured with a bad ankle injury all last year, and he's finally recovered. But you know, a week before, you're talking to me about Jabari Greenwood, and the week before that in Maryland, they're talking about Jabari Allen. The pool of talent is really, really deep, and the guys are working really, really hard. And it's not about just targeting guys; it's attacking defenses, and it's allowing our quarterback to have a chance to not just throw the ball to a guy, but to find open guys based on what defenses do. And each one of these young men is stepping up. They're doing a good job. They really are. They'll tell you that they're not doing a good enough job, that they're struggling, that we drop some balls and miss some blocks. But on the whole, it's a very talented group.
How did you feel like your guys played on defense? Obviously, you kept Stony Brook out of the end zone for the most part, making them settle for field goals. How did you feel like your defense played?
Listen, injuries, you know, created some interesting challenges, and we had to move some guys around. But two individuals, Clifton Jones played probably his best football game for us. I don't think I've ever seen him lay out and just give everything he had like that in his career. And Lyris Klug played both corner and safety because we had some defensive defections. And he was really, really impressive. Tough as nails. Did it without a whole lot of reps. And you know, some of these guys, their heart and soul grew because of the effort that they gave on Saturday. And we got to find a way to get healthy, find a way to secure our job, even if we're not. But I like where we're going.
I was going to say, with all the young guys you're being forced to play right now, do you feel like they're continuing to gain confidence? Do you feel that they feel good about where they're at?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, there's, like I said, there's no substitute for experience, good or bad. And, you know, every rep you're growing, if you're doing it right, every rep you're growing. And see some guys, you know, when they make a mistake, you watch the light bulb be off and then turn on. And that's what you want. You want to be able to see that kind of mental growth that translates into physical performance. And we're putting more on them, and they're growing at a faster rate just out of necessity. So, you know, like I said before, in this league, it's not about how you play when you're healthy. It's about how you play when you're not healthy and our ability to be able to put these kids in positions to be successful. And that's what we're doing all day today.
After 3 weeks on the road, how nice to be able to be back at home on Saturday.
How nice is it going to be able to get home not at 3 o'clock in the morning? That'll be just a whole – and I feel for the kids, too. You know, a couple weeks in a row of, you know, the minor league bus trips and getting home at crazy hours and then having to try to recruit that sleep and still be a good student. It's very, very difficult. And I don't think people actually understand how much and how hard it is for these guys to be successful academically when they have to do stuff like this, and have great respect for the effort that they put in representing their schools. At 3 o'clock in the morning, most college kids are not riding a bus home after getting beat up, whether you win or lose, and you know, got to find a way still to go to class and be fresh on Monday. So I have a lot of love and respect for these kids.
Not sure if you heard the stat that I threw out at Jimmy, but all five conference games this weekend are 4 points or less in the fourth quarter. What does that speak about the balance in this league and how things change when you go from non-conference to conference?
Does it surprise anyone? Really, does it surprise anyone? That is just this league. And how many? Like, I feel like a broken record since I'm going on 9 years. I mean, I've learned it. It doesn't really matter. Just doesn't matter where we play, doesn't matter what the color uniforms are. Good coaches, good players, hard-fought ball games, and you got to find a way to close it out in the fourth quarter.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.